All right, we'll start in just a minute. Okay, so in our discussion, we have focused on the build-up to Birchos Kriyashma. Eventually, the climax will reach with Shmoneh Esrei. But Al Pi Kabbalah, and Rabbi Schwab talks about this also in his Siddur, there are four stages in the davening. There's the what we would call the Olam HaAsiyah. There's the world of action, which is expressed by the korbanos. Then there is the next section, which is the Olam HaYetzirah. That is the area where we begin to talk about creating the world, not creating, but laying the foundations, I'm sorry, for the creation of the world. So it's essentially putting in a machshava with the maisa, which was in the Olam HaAsiyah, and that Yetzirah focuses on Psukei Dezimra. Then we get to the Olam HaBriya, the world of creation, of making something, Yesh Me'ayin, building something from nothing. That's expressed through Birchos Kriyashma. And ultimately, we get to the Olam HaAtzilus, which is the world of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that unique connection, intimate connection, that level of intimacy that is expressed through Shmoneh Esrei. So we're not there yet. We're currently holding in the Olam HaBriya. And if you have, I just was able to procure, thanks to my brother-in-law, this new Sefer Siddur, Matuk Midvash, which is the Matuk Midvash is an author of different Kabbalistic Sfarim, so they put a lot of his works into a Siddur, so now I can get the Kabbalistic side as well. The way Rav Schwab understands Birchos Kriyashma is that we're in the Heichal, we're in the Kodesh, right in front of us. Is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, which is the Shmoneh Esrei. That's the relationship we have when we get there. But for now, we're in the Kodesh. To our left is the menorah, to our right is the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZav, the Mizbeach HaKtores, that's it, right in the middle. That's where we are in terms of if we can transplant ourselves in our davening to the Beis HaMikdash, that is currently the section of where we are. And that is Birchos Kriyashma. So we get to Birchos Kriyashma, we're told that there are seven brachos for Birchos Kriyashma. Seven brachos, what are you talking about? There are three brachos in the morning and four brachos at Maariv. So three at Shacharis and four at Maariv. The Mishnah in Brachos, Maseches Brachos, tells us on Yud Aleph that when it comes to Birchos Kriyashma, or when it comes to Shema, we make two brachos before Shema and one bracha afterwards at Shacharis, and at Maariv we make two brachos before Shema and two brachos afterwards. So the question is, what's the difference? Why two and two at night and two and one in the morning? So the Rashba writes, gives a bunch of different explanations. The first explanation to explain the significance of six is as follows. What do you mean six? It turns out that we have three paragraphs of Shema in the morning and three brachos, so you have a total of six. At Maariv, we have two paragraphs of Shema and four brachos, so you have six. Maariv, two paragraphs of Shema. What are you talking about? We have three paragraphs of Shema. Well, the whole idea of the Parsha of Vayomer wasn't necessarily obligatory to say at night. We have a separate obligation to be Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. That's why we have that third paragraph in. But that third paragraph has nothing, there's not a Zman, nighttime is not a Zman of Tzitzis. So therefore, we technically have two paragraphs of Shema and four brachos. So we have six total prayers at night and six tefillos in the morning. Who cares? Why is that so important? So says the Rashba, quoting the Yerushalmi, V'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, we are obligated to be involved and be in and consumed with Torah day and night, which means that we should be equally consumed and involved day and night. So therefore, six at the day and six at night, everything should be equal, equality for when it comes to the Torah and Tefillah in regards to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one of the ideas why there's a discrepancy. At Shacharis we have three brachos for Kriya Shema, and at Maariv we have four. But what is the significance of the fact that there are seven brachos? Essentially, we have three brachos in the morning and four brachos at night for a grand total of seven. Is there any symbolism there? So there are two answers. The Yerushalmi, again, the Rashba quotes all of this on Daf Yod Beis in Brachos. The Yerushalmi says, similar to the idea of Kaddish, Shiva Bayom Hilal Ticha, there are seven praises, seven ways we're going to praise you. So we've seen that with the idea of seven Kaddishes during the day, even though now we've upped it to 10, maybe even 12, maybe even more sometimes. But at least at its core, there are seven Kaddishes. Same thing here, we have seven Brachos, Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha. We have that connection to the number seven. The Medrash Tehillim that the Rashba quotes offers another understanding, the symbolism behind the idea of the seven brachos. He says it corresponds to the seven mitzvos of Kriya Shema. What do you mean the seven mitzvos of Kriya Shema? It's like the seven brachos of Kriya Shema, seven other aspects of Shema. What is that? So you take all of Kriya Shema as a unit, and you have the following seven, let's call them mitzvos, because that's what the Rashba calls them. Excuse me. We have Yotzer, Ava Rabba, Shema, V'haya, Vayomer, Emes V'yatziv, and Goal Yisrael. That is seven. So you have the seven brachos corresponding to all those seven, that unit of seven. And then at night, since Vayomer is not really obligatory, since it's not as Mansitis, we add on Hashkivenu, which gives us really eight, but it's technically seven. So that's the idea. That's the significance of seven. So that's a little bit of an introduction to the concept of Birchos Kriya Shema. But there's something also which is really important from a halachic perspective to understand, which is as follows. What is the nature of Birchos Kriya Shema? In other words, in general, when we make a bracha, let's say Birchos Hanenin, we hold an apple, and we make a bracha, Bori Pri Ha'etz, and then we eat the apple. You can't eat the apple without making the bracha beforehand, because that's a Birchos Hanenin. What is the nature? Similarly, shofar. We make the bracha, Al Tkiya Shofar, and then we blow the shofar. You need to make the bracha in order to blow the shofar. It's a Birchos HaMitzvah. So, what about Birchos Kriya Shema? How does that operate? Is that like a regular Birchos HaMitzvah? Or is it not a typical Birchos HaMitzvah? It's just called Birchos Kriya Shema. There are brachos before Shema and after Shema. So the majority of the Rishonim and the Poskim explain, also codified in Shulchan Aruch, that Birchos Kriya Shema is not a traditional Birchos HaMitzvah. Therefore, you can say Shema without Birchos Kriya Shema. And we do that very often. We have a situation in the morning on Shabbos, you're davening a little bit later, we ask people to say the full Shema because you may end up missing the Zman. So there's Birchos Kriya, the Shema and Birchos Kriya Shema are independent of each other. Birchos Kriya Shema can in fact be recited without the Shema. Let's say you didn't know the Shema by heart, but you only know Birchos Kriya Shema. Then you would be required to recite Birchos Kriya Shema, because Birchos Kriya Shema are independent of the Shema. Yes, they're related, and L'chadchila, they should all be said together, but Birchos Kriya Shema is its own independent mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara later on in Brachos mentions that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash had a certain order of tefillos that they would say, and on Shabbos they said Mosifin Bracha Achas. They would add on one bracha. And Gemara asks, what's that other bracha they're adding on? So one man da'amar says it's Birchas Yotzer, and one man da'amar says it's Avas Olam or Ava Rabba. So you see that Birchos Kriya Shema are certainly a significant and independent in their own right. Now, there is, and also, by the way, since the Birchos Kriya Shema are independent, if you mess up the order, that's also fine. bidyeved, if you weren't, didn't have another option for whatever reason. You only remembered Ava Rabba, you forgot Yotzer Or, you didn't know them by heart, you didn't have a sitter or something. That's fine. Even potentially, if you only say one of the brachos, your Yotze, you said a bracha for Kriyat Shema, even though you're supposed to say two before and one afterwards. But again, it's important to understand the nature of the bracha. It's not a traditional birchas hamitzvah. However, there is a minority view that does say it is a birchas hamitzvah. And if it is considered a birchas hamitzvah, and you don't know the birchos Kriyat Shema, at a minimum, before you say Shema, you should make a bracha. The bracha should be likroa or likro es Shema. There should be some form of a bracha before you say the Shema. But that's not how we are Noach. That's not how we paskin. We paskin that's not a birchos hamitzvah, and therefore you can say the Shema even without birchos Kriyat Shema and birchos Kriyat Shema without the Shema. But of course, there is a Seder. Chazal set us a Seder for a reason, to follow that Seder. And therefore, and in a perfect world, perfect situation, you should be saying it in the way that it's written in our Sidurim. Okay, so that is an introduction to the concept, the idea of Birchos Kriyat Shema, from the emphasis of what Api Kabbalah, where we are in terms of understanding the seven brachos that are involved, as well as the halachic aspects of Birchos Kriyat Shema in its relation to Shema itself. So now let's dig into the first bracha, which is Birchas Yotzer. Now, Birchas Yotzer is a very long bracha. You don't always realize it. We begin with Yotzer Or Avori Choshech Oseh Shalom Avori Es HaKol, but that's the beginning of the bracha. There's a psicha and a chasima. We start with a bracha and we end with a bracha. The end of the bracha is Yotzer HaMa'oros. That's the end of the bracha. So it's a very long bracha. We're not even going to focus on the entire Birchas Yotzer today. We're going to save it for another part of it for next week. We may even need to split it up into three. The reason why is because there are three important aspects to Birchas Yotzer. The first part of Birchas Yotzer is the opening bracha and the paragraph that follows, which the focus is on Hameir La'aretz. The focus is on praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Ma'oros, for the light that he's placed in the world, and for his continuous creation of the world, sustaining the world, and his awesomeness, essentially, and his exaltedness. That's the first aspect of the Birchas Yotzer. The second aspect of Birchas Yotzer gets in to what we would call Kedusha DeYotzer. This is the first Kedusha. We always think about Kedusha, we say, yeah, the Kedusha is in Shmoneh Esrei. But in fact, the first Kedusha is in Birchos Kriyat Shema. There's a Kedusha. It's called either Kedusha DeYotzer, some call it Kedusha DeYeshiva, because it's a Kedusha where we're sitting down. Of course, if you say Kedusha DeYeshiva, that gets a little confusing with the Kedusha in Uvah Letzion, which is also a Kedusha DeYeshiva. That's why usually this is called Kedusha ShebeYotzer, then there's Kedusha, which is Shmoneh Esrei, and then there's Kedusha DeSidra, which is for Uvah Letzion. Three different Kedushas. So there's a whole other shiur just to discuss Kedusha DeYotzer, and then we'll focus on the end of the bracha as well. So when we get to Birchas Yotzer, where does it come from? Yotzer Or Avori Choshech Oseh Shalom Uvorei Es HaKol. The answer is the Gemara makes allusion to it. The Gemara says, what is the first? The Gemara says there are two brachos. Well, sorry, the Mishnah said there are two brachos before Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara asks, what are those brachos? So the first answer is Yotzer Or, but doesn't give us the whole bracha. Just says Yotzer Or is the bracha. So what do you do with that? Just says Yotzer Or. Well, presumably the Anshei Knesset HaGedola got the language together for the bracha of Yotzer, and presumably the rest of the tefillah is connected to the associated with Anshei Knesset HaGedola, and to some degree. We'll focus on that a little bit more when we get to the next paragraph of Hameir La'aretz. But just in the bracha itself, the bracha, interestingly enough, seems to be taken by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola from a pasuk in Yeshaya. It doesn't seem to be, I'm sorry. It is taken from a pasuk in Yeshaya. What do I mean by that? Well, Yeshaya was talking about, this is the following pasuk in Yeshaya. Yotzer or uvore choshech, ose shalom, ubore ra, ani Hashem ose chol eile. So, when Yeshaya is talking about this prophecy about from Koresh, in the future, it says, Yotzer or uvore choshech, ose shalom, uvore ra. And now we look at our Siddur. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, Ose Shalom Uvorei Es HaKol. So there's a discrepancy here. Our Siddur says Uvorei Es HaKol, and the Pasuk in Yeshaya says Uvorei Ra. What's happening here? This actually is the question that the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, Uvorei Ra. Why are we not saying Uvorei Ra? Why do we say something different? And the Gemara answers, Lishna Ma'aliyah Nakat. The Gemara, the bracha, Anshei Knesset HaGadola, are using a Lishna Ma'aliyah. They're using a euphemism. It's true that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Ra. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates evil. But in order to not say it inappropriately, to make an affront in our davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu that Borei Ra, to publicly acknowledge it, we hide it. Borei Es HaKol. He creates everything, and included in everything is good and evil. That is the understanding of the Gemara, and now we understand the pasuk. Yotzer oru borei choshech, oseh shalom, uvorei es hakol. That's the euphemism, but it's essentially taken. It is taken from the pasuk in Yeshaya. So the question we have to ask ourselves is as follows: first of all, borei choshech and borei ra, those are both packed philosophical questions and theological questions. We have the idea of Borei Choshech. God created darkness. Sometimes many think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when God created the world, it was already dark. And God just created light to add some light to the darkness in the world. However, we say no. Yotzer Or Uborei Choshech. He created light, he fashioned the Or, and he created darkness. Darkness is not the absence of light alone. It was a creation, which now maybe is the absence of light, but it was that's how it functions, but it's a reflection. It was a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that seems to be clear from the Psukim. When Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Es HaAretz, VeHaAretz Haisa Sohu VaVohu, VeChoshech Al Pnei Sohom. In the beginning, in the Bereshis, beginning of God's creating Shemayim Va'aretz, Choshech al Pnei Sohom. So you can understand that either that there was two different levels of Choshech, there was a Choshech already there, but then God created a different Choshech, or the Choshech al Pnei Sohom was God's creation of Choshech al Pnei Sohom. So the traditional belief is that Choshech was a creation, not just the absence of light. And number two, Uborei Ra, that God creates evil. Theologically, it's a very difficult thing for us to stomach, that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings so much evil into this world, we have to live it each and every day. There are terrible human beings, monsters, all around, and it's hard. When you think about all the terrorism, Holocaust, and that's just on the Jewish side of things, but in the world, there are just people who are despicable. And this is Borei Ra. And despite the fact that we don't understand it and it terrifies us, nonetheless, we accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos, but that's not a reason for us to not believe. Not a reason for us to give up. At the end of the day, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yotzer Or Uborei Choshech. But it's even more than that, Yotzer Or Uborei Choshech, that there was an idea in the Zoroastrian faith and others, that there are two gods. There's a Yotzer Or and a Borei Choshech. There's a God of the light and a God of the darkness. And when you have a God of light and God of darkness, now you can justify, oh, well, there's a God of evil and there's a God of good. That's not the Jewish belief. Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, creates both. Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, as difficult as it is for us to conceptualize and understand, it is a belief. And we take it with us for good and for bad. It is interesting to point out that we mentioned earlier, Al Pi Kabbalah, that there are these four levels. There's the Olam HaSiyah, which is the lowest level, then the Olam HaYitzira, then the Olam HaBriya, and then the Olam HaAtzilus. The language here seems to suggest something else. It says, Yotzer Or, Uborei Choshech, Oseh Shalom, Uvorei Esakol. What's the order over here? If you have Oseh first, then you have Bria, and then Yotzer, they're kind of all mixed up together, the Yotzer and the Borei and the Oseh. But you see, all three worlds are functioning. So the language, Yotzer, Borei, and Oseh, are all very similar. But they have unique functions that make them somewhat different in how they operate, what their goal is. So the Olam HaSiyah is, again, more action. The Olam HaBriya is Yeshme Ayin, and the Yetzirah is kind of laying the foundations for the Briya. But it's all found already, and just in this bracha, this pasuk from Yeshaya already gives you a clue to these different worlds which connect to the world as we know it. So that is a little bit of an insight into just the bracha, Birchas Yotzer. The Al Pi Kabbalah, we're told that this is considered the Livnas HaSapir, that this pasuk is connecting us to the Heichal. There are seven Heichalos. As we mentioned before, we're in the Heichal, as Rav Schwab said. There are seven Heichalos. And this bracha of Birchas Yotzer is the idea of Livnas HaSapir. What's Livnas HaSapir? Well, you have to go to Parshas Mishpatim to remember Livnas HaSapir. When they got to Har Sinai, we're told that the people saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not literally. They saw God, and they saw that his feet, however you understand the idea of that pasuk, they saw his feet was Livnas HaSapir. It was like a pavement of sapphire. So the idea here is that when we come to the bracha of Yotzer, Oseh Shalom Uborei Esakol, the idea of is the Yesod, the pavement, that's the Yesod, the foundation of the world. The foundation of the world is called Shalom, and it's called Hakol. So here you have Al Pi Kabbalah, this idea of Livnas HaSapir, the foundation, God's feet, essentially. We're making our way up to be Panim El Panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Shmoneh Esrei. So now we're at the bottom, at the floor, making our way up towards the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face, so to speak. Obviously, we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's, you have to apologize. I can't get the words out of my mouth. Okay, so we move on now to part B of the Birchas Yotzer, which is Hamer La'aretz. So Hamer La'aretz, what I would call it is Shir Shebiyotzer. It's the song within the bracha of Yotzer. What do I mean by the song? Well, if you look at the paragraph, we have a song that follows in the Aleph Beis. Kel Baruch Gedol Deya Hechinu Foal Zare Chama. We'll read through it momentarily. We go through the Aleph Beis. So what exactly is happening over here? First of all, this paragraph is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the world and the Ma'oros. And we know that the world cannot be created without the Torah. We need the Torah. And the world cannot. Histakel Baraiso Bara Alma. So why is this song written with the structure of the Aleph Beis? The idea is that the Aleph Beis are the letters of the Torah. And as they're the letters of the Torah, the world can't be created without the Torah, and we praise God for creating the world. So you see this connection of the world to the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis are this mirror to the soul, or the soul of the world, so to speak. The Meshech Chachma gives a different understanding. The Meshech Chachma says that the reason why it's written with the Aleph Beis is the Aleph Beis tells us that there's an order. You start from the beginning, and then you make your way to the end. Similarly, with regards to this paragraph, with regards to the creation of the world, there is a Seder. similar to the Haggadah. There's an order, and that's important, that there's structure in the world. We may not understand everything that happens in this world and why it happens as it does, but there is Seder, there is structure. Okay, very good. So now, let's focus on the Pasuk. But before I end the paragraph, before we do that, I do want to point out this idea from Rav Sadia Gaon has two versions of the Shir Shabiyotzer, two versions of the song. We already have our own two versions. We have a shorter version on the weekdays and a longer version on Shabbos. Kel Adon is also follows the pattern of the Aleph base, but it's a longer version for Shabbos. On the weekdays, it's a shorter version. Rav Sadia Gaon in his Siddur has two versions for the weekdays, and he says you can choose either one you want. So the first one is the one that we have in our Sidurim, which is Kel Baruch Gadol Dea. But then he has a second one, which is El Adir Bamarom Bamaila Moshevo Gadol V'Gibor Din Doros Hodia Gvuraso Va'ose Niflos, and so on and so forth. So there are two versions that Rav Sadia Gaon has. Our Siddur has the Kel Baruch, which is Rav Amram Gaon also has that version, and that's the version that we use on the weekdays. So let's spend a couple minutes focusing on this paragraph with the song in it. Who penned this Shir Shabayotzer? Who penned this paragraph? The general understanding is that it comes from the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, similar to the Bracha. The opening Bracha was from Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, taken from a Pasuk in Yeshaya, and they also penned this paragraph. Others write that this actually was from Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, the famous Paiton Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir. He wrote this shir, this song, and the legend has it that Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir went up to Shemayim, and in Shemayim they told him to write this song based on the Aleph Beis. Whether it's from Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir going to Shemayim, whether it's from the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, it's certainly holy and full of Kedusha, and now we have to understand the Pasuk, so the paragraph. So let us begin. Hameir La'aretz, if you have a sitter, feel free to join in, to read along. Hameir La'aretz, V'ladarim Aleh Barachamim. So the praise that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for that being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lights up the world with the Me'oros, with the sun, the moon, the stars. V'ladarim Aleha, he lit up the world for those who are living in it, humans. Barachamim, with mercy. What do you mean, with mercy? He lit up the world with mercy? He lit up the world because he wanted to. What does it mean with mercy? Well, the idea of Barachamim is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could have brought in this penetrating light which could blind us and destroy us, but instead a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world whereby we can enjoy the light little by little without taking in too much. We know that if we spend too much time in the sun, that's not healthy for us. So certainly a Kadosh Baruch Hu created it in a way where we can enjoy the sun without getting damaged by it. We know we could also get damaged by the sun, but that's our responsibility to take care of ourselves. V'nishmartem od l'nafshoseichem, as we said in last week's parsha. So, number one, Hameir La'aretz Birachamim. This is done out of mercy. The method in which God employs the Ma'oros are with mercy. Uvetuvo mechadesh b'chol yom tamid masa bereshis. And through his tov, through his goodness, he sustains the world. B'chol yom tamid masa bereshis. The world is continuously created. We don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and walked away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here each and every day, every moment, continuously creating the world. And when the Svarim tell us that when we read this word of the tuo mechadesh b'chol yom tamid masa bereshis, we should think about chesed. That tov, the source of chesed, is tov, is goodness. If we're good, then we want to do chesed. That's what goodness is all about. Well, that's what chesed is all about. It comes from a place of goodness. And therefore, our kavana here should be focusing on chesed. Ach tov v'chesed yirdufuni kol yamei chayayid. Goodness and kindness shall pursue me all the days of my life. That's what we should be focusing on. Uvetuvo mechadesh b'chol yom tamen ma'ase bereshis. Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. How great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, kulam b'chachma asisa, was all done with wisdom. Nothing was happenstance. Everything was done intentionally. Mala ha'aretz kinyanecha, the world is filled with his kinyanim, with his acquisitions. Hamelech, so now we have the following statement. Hamelech hamromam levado me'az. So this is again how do we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamelech hamromam, the exalted king, levado me'az, who originally was alone. What does alone mean? Alone means, again, that highest level, that olam ha'atzilus, that intimacy. It's just us and God. But at that time, he was alone. He's all by himself. Ha'meshubach v'ha'mefoar, the praised one and the glorified one, hallowed one. V'ha'misnasei mimos olam, and that one who was exalted from the beginning of the world of creation. Ha'misnasei mimos olam. So these are the four different descriptions. Hamelech hamroman levado me'az, meshubach mefoar, hamisnase mimos olam, which corresponds to the four worlds, the olam atzilus, yitzira, bria, and asiya. Then we continue. Elokei olam, God of the world, berachamecha harabim rachem aleinu, with great compassion, have compassion on us. Why are we asking for rachmanus? Again? Initially we said, you created the ma'oros with rachamim. Now we're making a general statement. Berachamecha harabim rachem aleinu. Have mercy on us. For what? Why are we asking for rachmanus? So here, one of the commentaries points out, in Parshas Bereishis, when it says, yihi ma'oros, that let there be these ma'oros in the world, the ma'oros are spelled chaser vav, lacking the vav, and the mefarshim explain that the ma'oros can cause us damage. They can do harm to us because they're lacking the vav, and therefore we're asking rachem aleinu. Since they can do harm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy on us. Make sure that they do not bring us harm. Rachem aleinu, and then again we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in four different ways: Adonu zeinu, tzur miskabenu, magen yishenu, Miskav ba'adenu. So we have four ways to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, so first we had in the first part of the tefillah, it's Hamelech hamromam levado me'az, mishubach mefor v'misnase. Now again, it's Tzur miskav adonu zeinu, Adon, Tzur, Magen, and Miskav. These are the four different expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says over here, Master of Strength, our sheltering rock, our saving shield, our protecting fortress. Four different ways to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might. And now we begin with the song. This is the Shir Shebeyotzer, Kel Baruch, God, our God, who is blessed. Gedol Dea, his knowledge, his intellect is greater than all others. Hechin ufoal zohare chama, he has prepared the lights, zohare chama, the illuminations. Tov yatzar kavod lishmo, tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called tov, yatzar kavod lishmo, that his creations are a kavod. Not just for us, it's a kavod for him, kavod lishmo. That every time we see something, wow, oh my goodness. Morabu ma'asecha Hashem. We're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'oros nasan sevivos uzo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, established these lights, these luminaries, sevivos uzo, around us. Or sevivos uzo, even in the heavens. Pinos tzva'av kedoshim, the sare mala, the angels up above, the holy ones, romame shakai, who are the exalted ones of God, tumbin mesaprim kevod kelu kedushaso. So we kind of go off on a little bit of a tangent. First we focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his greatness, and now we say, by the way, and those angels, those celestial beings up above, they too are tumbin mesaprim. They continuously praise Kavod Kelu Kedushaso, his holiness and his greatness. And here you have the Shir Shebeyotzer. That's what we focus on. Kadosh Baruch Hu's strength, His awesomeness, and the angels that He has created. Also praise God as much as we do, more than we do, perhaps. And then we end off this paragraph, and with this we'll stop. Tisbarach Hashem Elokeinu Bashamayim Mima'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be blessed. So now we're again refocusing back on God, because we finished the song, so now we're kind of going back to how we initially started. Tisbarach Hashem Elokeinu. Our God should be blessed. Bashamayim Mima'al, up in the heavens, Ve'al Arts Mitachas, and down below, Al Kol Shevach Maaseh Yadecha, on everything that you've done. All of your actions, all of your handiwork should be praised up in the heavens and down on the earth. And then we focus on one specific item, which is the purpose of this bracha. Va'al me'orei or she'asisa yifarucha sela. And for the luminaries that you created, may they praise you. So even though we emphasize Marabu Ma'asecha Hashem Kulam B'chach Ma'asisa, we remember what we're focusing on. Here we're focusing on the Birchas Yotzer. We're focusing on the Yotzer Or of Ori Choshech. We're focusing on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the luminaries, not just the sun and the not just the sun but the moon too, and not just light but dark as well. This is the emphasis. So we go back at the end to clarify that yes, Al Kol Ma'asei Yadecha. Tisbarach Tzureinu, Akol Ma'asei Yadecha V'al Ma'orei She'asisa Yifarucha Sela. The Sfarak Nusach is slightly different. So we have Tisbarach Hashem Elokeinu Al Shevach Ma'asei Yadecha V'al Ma'orei She'asisa Yifarucha Sela. I kind of mixed them together. The Sfarak Nusach is Tisbarach Hashem Elokeinu Bashamayim Mimal V'al Arts Mitachas Al kol shevach maase yadecha v'al ma'ori or sheyatzarza hema yifarucha sela. But it's essentially the same message, that as we begin Birchos Kriyashma and we focus on Birchos Yotzer, the first thing we're doing is emphasizing the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and the world was created with light and with darkness, which means we understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a complicated being. And despite the fact that sometimes we don't understand and we're frustrated, we continue to praise no matter what. But the focus here is specifically on the Ma'oros, the Yotzer Or Uvori Choshech, Tamid Misaprim Kivod Kel. That is our job and that is our duty. And next time we will continue with Kedusha Shebeyotzer. And then if we have time, we may even get to the end of the last part of the bracha of Birchas Yotzer. So for now, we will suffice with just the opening of Birchas Yotzer. Have a wonderful evening. Stay safe tonight.